The young patriots of the NPP yesterday went on the streets of Accra to demonstrate against what they called unbearable economic hardships. The spokesperson for the group, John Kuma, said the demonstration is to let government know the impact of its economic policies on the majority of Ghanaians. Linda Goji and Rita Robertson were with the demonstrators and have filed this report.
The demonstration, dubbed Ahuchena Double Double, started from the Obra spot at the Nkrumah Circle through Adabraka, then to Graphic Road and ended at the Arts Center Park. Demonstrators were clad in red and chanted, Yewuo Yehuchreyeng, meaning, we are suffering and we are dying. Due to the large crowd that was gathered, the police personnel had to put in place measures to curb traffic jam that may occur. Some of the placards read, Get Atta Mills Sacked, God Save Us From Atta, NHIS Collapsing, Single Spine Nawahala, Utility Bills Na Double Double. Though the police tried to ensure a peaceful demonstration, a few chaotic scenes were however recorded. The spokesperson John Kuma said if government does not listen to their cry, more demonstrations will follow.
We are embarking on this demonstration today to bring to the attention of the government about the double hardships that we are faced with in this country. When President Mills was candidate Mills and electricity tariffs were increased by only 4%, he embarked on demonstration in this country. Only 2.5 years as president, he has increased utility prices by over 200%. We find this to be totally unacceptable and it is adding to the hardships of Ghanaians in this country. He cannot even get gas to fuel our vehicles or to even cook food in a kitchen. We are calling on the government to be proactive and resolve the problems of this country.
Some demonstrators told Radio Ghana their reasons for joining on the demonstration.
I'm a graduate teacher earning 800 Ghana cedis basic, and my graduate police is earning 1,005 Ghana cedis. You can say that their risk is high, but not as high as 3 times a teacher. I am joining this demonstration for the 5th time. I want the Ghanaians to hear my voice because there is no way the government will listen to us.
We are representing Ghana Union of Ghana Students. We are here in our numbers to support the young patriots in their quest to demonstrate to the government. We can't even pay our fees.
A leading member of the Young Patriots and Deputy Communications Director of the NPP, Samuel Ewuku, stated that the current increase in utility tariffs cannot be justified and must be stopped. He entreated President Mills to check the gross mismanagement of some officials in government and focus on addressing the plight of the people.
Linda Goji and Rita Robertson's report. Meanwhile, government says it's legitimate right of the demonstrators to hit the streets. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the special aide at the presidency, Nilante Vanderpoy, said the issues raised are issues being addressed by the government.
It is their legitimate right to demonstrate. They should go ahead and demonstrate. I thought the demonstration was superfluous because the issues that they raised are issues that the government has already tackled them. So if they are raising issues, I'm not disturbed because what at all would the NDC government do that will pleasant to the MPP? What at all? What would they do?
Well, we are demonstrating about...
Not happy we do this, we are not happy. The most important is the Ghanaians who judge 2012.
They say economic conditions are hard. Do you not share the same view? Are conditions not hard?
The conditions are better than when they were in government. Conditions in Ghana today is better.
What indices are we using to come to this conclusion?
What are the indicators they use to determine that living conditions are hard now? Talking about gas, what was the price of gas when they were in power? And what was the price of gas when they came to power? And when they were living, what was the price of gas? These policies they are playing will not help them. They played it harder in 2008. It didn't help them. And it will help them in 2012. It will not help them in 2016.
Especially to President Nilante Vanderpoy. The police have praised organizers of a Ahuchre demonstration for conducting themselves well and following the prescribed route. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the head of public affairs at the Greater Accra Regional Police Command, ASP Cyprian Zingi, said although there were minor skirmishes, the demonstration was generally peaceful.
The demonstration ended successfully. Police never prevented the demonstrators from presenting their petition. What with them from the starting point, that is the Obra spot, Kwame Nkrumah Circle, up to Art Center, that is the Accra House of Schools Training Center or Training Park, and there they converged, they spoke, and then that is it. We never prevented them from handing over their petition to anybody.
So what is your general impression about the demonstration?
Generally, well, that is where you are dealing with human beings that are together from all walks of life. So certainly you expect some of them to behave a way that will be contrary to the rules and regulations governing demonstrations. But having said this, I would say it has ended successfully.
Greater Accra Regional Police Command ASP Cyprian Zingi.